Representatives from the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles and the Regional Organ Bank were in North Adams Tuesday to celebrate the RMV's role in signing up donors. According to the New England Organ Bank, 99% of Massachusetts residents who register to be organ and tissue donors do so through the state RMV. Through the donations, 719 lives were saved in New England last year, including Glenn Wiley's.
On November 14th, 2015, I received a liver that saved my life, changed my life, and if it wasn't for the generosity of someone checking that box to say, yes, I will be an organ donor, I probably wouldn't be standing here talking with you now.
Matt Boger is with the New England Organ Bank, one of 58 federally designated organ procurement organizations.
We work very closely with the federal government, HRSA, Health Resources Services Agency. They put out a poll every 5 years, and that indicates that 90% of the American public supports organ donation, and if asked, would say yes. The only times that you really ask if I'm in front of you talking about organ and tissue donation or our wonderful volunteers, and or when you go in every 5 years to the RMV to get your license.
Boger says 5 years ago, 40% of the people who came through a Massachusetts RMV branch registered for organ donation. In July, 58% said yes to donating, the highest figure to date. RMV Registrar Aaron Devaney says RMV staff receive training from the New England Organ Bank, while videos about organ donation are featured in the larger RMV offices.
And we're very proud that from all of our offices, from North Adams to Nantucket, as well as our online transaction at massrmv.com, we very prominently ask this very critical question, which is, would you like to become an organ and a tissue donor?
There are 120 million registered organ and tissue donors in the U.S., including 6.3 million in New England. Still, more than 121,000 people are on the U.S. transplant list, ranked by how sick they are. Boger says for organ donation to proceed, a person must die in a controlled setting like a hospital.
And the reason for that is we can put an individual on a respirator to have blood and oxygen running through the organs to maintain those organs to see if there's an opportunity to help transplant that. Now, you're more likely to need to have a transplant than to become an organ donor. It's very rare. Only 1% of all deaths happen in a manner where you can become an organ donor.
Boger says every hospital is paired with an organ procurement organization to initiate a potential donation within 1 hour of a death. Take Denise Swistak, who is 10 minutes from UMass Memorial Medical Center for a checkup on her debilitating liver disease when her phone rang.
This is tough, but a man from Oklahoma saved my life. I'll never know him. I thanked his family for their generosity, for their unselfish gift that they decided to give, that gave me a new life.
Swistak now volunteers with New England Organ Bank and as an ambassador at the North Adams RMV.
I too am an organ donor. I hope someday I'll be able to give someone the gift that I was given.
Boger says people can sign up to be an organ and tissue donor at every motor vehicle department or registry in the country and at registerme.org. Reporting from North Adams, this is Jim Lavoulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.